we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, good-hearted viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douai, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Vege. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV, and in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
En Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, South Korea allocates more than $42 million to sustainable energy projects. British and Singaporean scientists work together to produce a wristwatch blood pressure monitor. In technology news, Swedish and Chinese companies collaborate to create an eye-controlled laptop. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 2nd, is International Children's Book Day, or ICBD. Observed since 1967, it is celebrated in over 70 countries to raise awareness about children's books and to encourage a love of reading. ICBD commemorates the birthday of world-famous Danish author Hans Christian Andersen, born in 1805. Mr. Andersen's delightful fairy tales that contain deeper moral teachings continue to be greatly appreciated throughout the globe. For this special occasion each year, a participating nation decides on a theme and chooses one of its well-known illustrators to reflect it in the form of a poster design. The 2011 host country is Estonia, with the theme "The Book Remembers," with the prominent Mr. Yuri Mildeberg being the selected artist. Today, we honor the great contribution of Hans Christian Andersen to literature and wish all an enjoyable International Children's Book Day.
Flying news. Thousands flew Batol, Thailand floods. As of Thursday, March 31st, at least 20 people had perished after days of unseasonably heavy rains triggered flash floods and mudslides across 8 provinces in southern Thailand, with a death toll of more than 120 over the past several weeks and more than 716,000 affected. Some 150 troops and canine partners searched for over 300 missing after a mudslide in Khao Phanom village of Krabi province caused at least 10 fatalities. Electricity and communications have meanwhile been disrupted across at least 7 southern provinces. As road, rail and air links were cut off and ferry services halted, 15,000 tourists were stranded on islands in the Gulf of Thailand and Andaman Sea. Thousands of soldiers were sent to help with rescues, especially in Hat Yai, a city of more than 150,000 people. Bangkok Airways and Thai Airways began a massive airlift operation to evacuate 2,600 tourists, while the Thai Royal Navy dispatched 2 ships to the area to provide medical care and deliver relief supplies. In neighboring Malaysia, more than 1,200 persons near Kangar fled their homes to seek shelter in some 20 relief centers.
Conveying her sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see whether help is required and to go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate, adding that $20,000 for urgent needs are available with all her love. This amount could obtain $109,000 in emergency supplies if bought in the United States based on Thailand's cost of living.
Our appreciation, Bangkok Airways, Thai soldiers, Royal Navy, K-9 teams and all other personnel working to assist the disaster-stricken, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for our heartfelt concern, wishing the flood-stricken a soon recovery of regular daily lives and that such weather extremities may subside through humanity's kinder, eco-conscious actions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Japan. Even 3 weeks after the massive 9.0 magnitude quake and tsunami devastated the nation's northeast, Japan's meteorological agency continues to advise people to remain on alert for powerful aftershocks and potential tsunami waves. On Friday, April 1st, as officials confirmed over 28,000 fatalities and missing persons, the nation's largest ever search operation was launched in a cooperative endeavor by the U.S. military and Japan's Self-Defense Forces, or SDF, who are working to find more than 16,000 people who remain unaccounted for. Some 7,000 U.S. military and 18,000 SDF personnel have embarked in more than 100 aircraft and 60 naval vessels to complete the 3-day mission. For survivors, there is still an emotional toll, with many who blame themselves for the loss of loved ones, and others distressed by their desperate situations. Psychotherapists are thus cautioning that increasing numbers of people are displaying signs of mental crisis. In hope-giving news, support for survivors has continued, with the nation's young 19-year-old golf champion Ryo Ishikawa recently vowing to give all of his 2011 tournament money to the disaster victims. Expressing her sorrowful prayers and love, Supreme Master Ching Hai has donated $80,000 in aid, while requesting that our association members, including doctors and nurses, please go render assistance and to even print more copies of her book, The Dogs in My Life, to give them for comforting their hearts.
Saying that extra expenses would be reimbursed, she asked that they bring urgent necessities such as medicine to the victims, especially the vulnerable elderly and young together. With contributions from our International Association members, the sum of donations amounts to more than $172,000. Immediately after the disaster, our association's relief teams from Japan and Formosa or Taiwan began relief operations in the worst hit areas and have been joined by members from South Korea.
On March 25th, they visited a senior citizen's home in Karakuwa, Kesanuma City of Miyagi Prefecture to convey Supreme Master Ching Hai's love and offer them comfort. 70-year-old Ms. Ayako Murakami, who is responsible for the residents' care, expressed the need for rice, miso, and vinegar. After preparing relief goods in Tokyo, the relief team returned to deliver the requested vegan supplies, along with other daily necessities, as well as 12 sets of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life. The elderly thanked Master profusely for her care and help.
Supreme Master Ching Hai. どうもありがとうございました。本当に感謝いたしております。
そしてまたスプリーマスターチンハイが書かれましたこの写真の絵本をですね、お子様方も傷ついてらっしゃると思いますので、癒していることになればいいと思いましてお持ちしましたのでお渡しください。
はい、ありがとうございます。本当にいろいろとご心遣いしていただいて本当にありがとうございます。
In updates at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, although debris prevented workers from checking radiation levels at reactor number 4, radioactive substances were detected in groundwater near the turbine buildings of the other 5 reactors. This finding raised fears of a more widespread effect to drinking water.
Residents forced from the 20-kilometer exclusion zone around the plant are now facing even longer-term evacuation. On Friday, Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edano said, "There's no doubt, judging from the situation, that the evacuation order cannot be lifted in a few days or a few months." Earlier on Wednesday, the UN International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, advised further expansion of the evacuation zone, having detected radioactive iodine particles at twice the agency's evacuation level at Itate Village, 40 kilometers away from the plant. However, based on its own assessment of expert advice and proposals, the Japanese government did not decide that any new evacuations were necessary. According to Japan's Nuclear and Industry Safety Agency, its measuring standards differ from those of the IAEA. Meanwhile, both the Japanese government and the IAEA are keeping a close watch on the situation, and the UN Atomic Agency reported on Friday that based on soil sample measurements at Itate Village, the level of radiation was going down.
After 180 workers working one day in high radiation conditions had gone without devices that monitor exposure, it was discovered that only 320 of an original 5,000 monitors were left intact following the disaster. Low priority work may thus be postponed to ensure that all on-site personnel have such devices. Meanwhile, a mother of one of the so-called Fukushima 50, which is the group of around 300 total technicians, soldiers, and firemen working to restore the plant's stability in rotating shifts of 50, made it clear that these workers are aware of the risk they encounter, as she stated, "My son and his colleagues have discussed it at length, and they have committed themselves to die if necessary in the long term."
Supreme Master Ching Hai shared the following message about the workers at Fukushima nuclear plant. "I am touched to tears by the sacrifice that these heroes are determined to offer for the citizens. This noble spirit of ancient Japan is still alive. I salute all these heroes and involved persons in this monumental task with all my love and prayers for your protection and blessing."
Our sincere appreciation, all Japanese and international help working to ease the situation in Japan. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted assistance to the afflicted, as well as our association members for their dedicated efforts. We pray for the protection of the Japanese people and the world's increased benevolence toward all beings to stabilize our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. As the calls continue for improved living conditions, participation in government, better jobs, and increased basic freedoms, their voices can be heard in countries such as Bahrain, Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Egypt, Greece, Jordan, Libya, Morocco, Russia, Syria, the US, Venezuela, and Yemen.
In Russia, protests were held in St. Petersburg and Moscow calling for improved human rights, although at least 36 of the 300 people participating in Moscow were arrested for holding an illegal assembly. Venezuelan workers marched on Thursday, March 31st to support the current government while calling for reform of the organic labor law so that it addresses the needs of the working people.
Hong Kong-based Chinese Human Rights Defenders reports that the government of China has arrested 26 reform activists, while 30 others have disappeared, which has had the effect of quelling demonstrations before they even have the chance to be organized or carried out. Government workers and other supporters in the U.S. state of New Hampshire, meanwhile, protested a proposed law that would effectively remove collective bargaining rights for government union workers, while union workers in Ohio are developing a ballot referendum to repeal a similar law signed Thursday by the state governor.
New demonstrations were held on Friday in Egypt's Tahrir Square as citizens called for former regime leaders to be held accountable within the country's justice system and for the country's 30-year emergency law to be lifted.
Protests calling for improved conditions and government reform continued in Syrian cities such as Dara following Friday prayers, with witnesses reporting at least 4 deaths in Duma when security forces fired on about 2,000 demonstrators and another fatality in Al Sanamin. Meanwhile, the Syrian government freed American Egyptian engineer Mohammed Radwan, as well as 21-year-old student Patik Root from Vermont, USA, both of whom were reportedly accused of spying when they photographed the protests.
In Bahrain, protesters gathered for the funeral of a 15-year-old boy who lost his life to government forces on Wednesday. The next day, government troops raised the mausoleum of Shiite leader Abdul Hamid al-Jamri, and many activists went into hiding following the arrest of the country's most well-known blogger. In response to a claim by the Bahraini government that the Hezbollah group in Lebanon had provided military training to protesters, the group released a statement saying it had only conveyed political and moral support, not military training.
Unrest continued in Yemen on Friday, with thousands joining protests in support of the current government, while pro-democracy protesters told Al Jazeera News Agency that tens of thousands were demonstrating in over 15 provinces throughout the country, all calling for President Ali Abdullah Saleh to not only leave office but to also leave the country.
With recently intensified fighting in the city of Abidjan, Côte d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast, following months of conflict after disputed presidential elections, the United Nations Security Council has ruled that incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo should step down, based previously on having lost the election and now on serious violations of human rights and international humanitarian law. In an effort to limit further harm, the Security Council has also imposed sanctions on Mr. Gbagbo, as well as authorizing UN peacekeeping forces to use all necessary means to protect innocent Ivorian citizens, nearly a million of whom have left their homes in attempts to flee the ongoing violence.
Regarding the crisis in Libya, French Defense Minister Gérard Longuet stated that France would not be providing arms to pro-democracy forces because it was not part of the UN Security Council resolution extending protection to civilians.
During a press conference with UN representatives in Libya, Transitional National Council leader Mustafa Abdul Jalil outlined a ceasefire proposal with conditions that include the withdrawal of government forces from inside and outside all towns and cities, as well as the allowance of peaceful protests. However, as forces loyal to Libyan leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi pushed the revolutionary citizens eastward once again, families fearing a return of the government troops have been fleeing the city of Ajdabiya. Witnesses in Muzarata reported to Reuters news service that pro-government troops had continued a two-week-long bombardment of the city, with 20 citizens who died on Wednesday alone as houses were hit hard by shells and the humanitarian situation becoming very dire.
Mohammed Ismail, an aide to Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam, has been visiting London, UK. Although the British Foreign Office has not revealed the nature of talks with Mr. Ismail, they have affirmed a consistent message with all Libyan government contacts in saying that Colonel Gaddafi must go. Meanwhile, Tanzania News, the Citizen Daily, reports that the Libyan leader, along with close family members and aides, departed the country and landed in Tanzania's capital, Dar es Salaam, during the night on Wednesday.
We express our sorrow for the lives lost as we pray for an end to the conflict in all nations and that people of every culture and faith may choose to live together in shared freedom, dignity, and peace.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Qinghai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once. Sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned, even if humans can't forgive. Heaven will."
Save our planet. Mysterious mass animal deaths in review. Early in March, workers cleared thousands of fish carcasses from Thien Quang Lake in Hanoi Ao Lạc or Vietnam after the aquatic life perished en masse for reasons that experts said may have been related to climate or pollution.
Unexplainable sudden animal deaths have tragically persisted in a pattern that was first noted in late December 2010 when around 5,000 blackbirds and starlings fell from the sky in Arkansas, USA. In January and February, at least 27 incidents of mass deaths were reported in countries such as Canada, Australia, United Kingdom, South Africa, USA, Sweden, Romania, Italy, India, Ao Lạc of Vietnam, New Zealand, Kenya, and Brazil. The animals that perished included more than 700 African grey parrots in South Africa, thousands of turtle doves in Italy, 2 million fish in Chesapeake Bay, USA, 62 tons of fish in Ao Lạc of Vietnam, and 43 dolphins in the US Gulf of Mexico, many of whom were just babies.
The sudden fatalities continued into March with a record number of 400 pilot whales found dead on the shores of the Falkland Islands. 10,000 cows suddenly perished in Ao Lạc or Vietnam. Millions of sardines in Redondo Beach, California, USA. 16 swans in Dublin, Ireland. 30 melonhead whales in Ibaraki Prefecture, Japan. And thousands of squid in River Derwent of Tasmania, Australia.
While the causes for many of these sad events remain a mystery, some possible explanations are being offered by scientists and animal telepathic communicators. In the case of the millions of lifeless sardines that filled Redondo Harbor in California, USA, the cause of death was identified as oxygen deprivation due to their excessive crowding in the harbor, which scientists said may have come after they were disorientated from ingesting the poisonous neurotoxin domoic acid, which came from toxic algae in the ocean waters.
Supreme Master Television also spoke with vegan telepathic animal communicator Claudia Hare, who, like others in her field, pointed out that some of these tragic en masse animal deaths have been intentional and actually have human behavior at their root.
When I asked the animals, like the fish, the crabs, and the birds, with the mass dying, why they decided to move on, to leave their physical body and this earth, they said it was because the world is too polluted. So they've chosen to leave. And when I asked what they would like to tell humanity or what message they have, they said that they really would like us to clean up the earth, to not pollute the earth so much anymore.
While we mourn this devastating and sudden loss of vulnerable animal life, we are thankful for these scientific and spiritual insights about their cause. May we heed such messages and act swiftly to protect the environment so that all beings may thrive together.
During a July 2008 video conference with our association members in Germany, Supreme Master Qinghai shared an understanding of the animals' awareness of what is occurring to themselves and the world around them.
They don't worry about climate change. They don't worry about their own safety or anything like that. They're more worried about how humans degrading themselves. Mirror in the climate tragedy and the damage of the environment and maybe the destruction of the whole planet. The animal worry about that. The degradation, the destruction of humans' noble quality. They try to tell us over centuries that we should live a noble life. The life according to Jesus' teaching and Buddha's doctrine. But very few listen. They still say the same. They say what I say, be fast, go green. Save your souls.
In the normally tranquil city of Mazar-i-Sharif, Afghanistan, a demonstration on Friday held outside the local UN compound to protest a US pastor's burning of a Quran suddenly turned violent, with five Afghan protesters who died and three international UN staff, as well as four Nepalese Gurkha guards, who were killed when demonstrators stormed the compound. Soon after, Afghan police arrested someone who reportedly organized the attack. We are saddened for the lives lost and pray that such tragic incidents end soon, with only peace to prevail for all.
Save our planet. Legislators in California, USA pass a bill requiring public and private energy utility companies to obtain at least 33% of their electricity from sustainable sources by 2020, representing an increase from the previous 20% goal and placing California in a leading role for green energy use in the country.
Save our planet. Ecuador's Ministry of Agriculture warns that a prolonged drought across several provinces has already destroyed some 184,000 hectares of this season's crops, including the staple grains of rice and maize.
Save our planet. Asian Development Bank, or ADB, warns that if climate change continues unchecked, millions of hectares of land in Olak or Vietnam are likely to be submerged by 2050, causing crop failures, water shortages, and loss of homes for some 10 million people.
Hello there, this is Lumpet the Sheep, and I'm happily following a plant-based diet. I'd like to share a household tip today. You can remove scuffs from vinyl floors by applying a small amount of baking soda and rubbing it with a damp sponge. Thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching. Now for the weather from around the world.
In sustainable energy news, South Korea allocates more than $42 million to earth-friendly energy projects. South Korea's Ministry of Knowledge Economy announced plans to use the funds to support endeavours which include the development of fuel cells and solar and wind energy. The number of domestic alternative energy suppliers has already grown from just 41 in 2004 to 215 in 2010. The annual export revenues in this sector expanded to $4.7 billion from $65 million during the same time period and are expected to keep increasing. A respectful green salute, South Korea, on your commitment to alternative energy sources. May all governments and citizens embrace such earth-loving technology, along with a low-emissions vegan diet, for a vibrant and long-lasting planet.
In medical news, a wristwatch blood pressure monitor improves healthcare. The device was jointly developed by scientists from England and Singapore. It uses a sensor to measure the pressure in the aorta, which is near the heart and the brain. This information is then combined in a computer with the results received from the traditional arm cuff monitor. The reading given in this way is believed to be more accurate. It will enable doctors to obtain a much clearer picture of their patient's health and medication requirements. Our appreciation, scientists from England and Singapore, for your promising advancement. May it help improve the well-being of many precious individuals around the globe. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Sweden and China develop a laptop which can be controlled by your eyes. We will feed the birds and be right back. Please stay tuned for more exciting news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, admirable news for a commendable world. In technology news, Swedish and Chinese companies collaborate to create a laptop which can be directed with your eyes, developed by the Swedish-based Tobii and built with Chinese multinational corporation Lenovo. The prototype computer utilizes infrared lights to track corneal reflections of the eye. Uses include automatic scrolling as you read and moving the cursor with your eye, bringing images at which you are gazing to the forefront of the screen with minimized hand involvement would also be possible. Tobii currently manufactures eye control computers for people with disabilities. This is their first such design for the mass market. Our thankfulness, Tobii and Lenovo, for this wonderful innovation. May we continue to see developments which benefit all beings.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Fasten Your Seatbelts.
The plane is about to take off. An airline hostess announces, "Ladies and gentlemen, please fasten your seatbelt because the plane is to take off in a minute." Half an hour after taking off, the hostess announces again, "Ladies and gentlemen, please tighten your seatbelts a little more. I'm very sorry to inform you that we have forgot to load the breakfast on board."
And now for our viewers' heartline on Baklava Sweet Divine Pecan Pastry Recipe, which aired on Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, and can also be accessed in our online archives.
"I really love this recipe. You were from Thailand."
"Good work, guys. You are attracting people to turn vegetarian. My family and I are strict vegetarians from birth. We are very healthy. Viewer from Vancouver, Canada."
Friendly viewers, thanks so much for your delightful comments about the scrumptious baklava and life-enhancing vegan lifestyle. Bon appetit with a wide variety of animal-free dishes and lots of love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May heaven bless your benevolent spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
US scientists at Harvard University are working on developing a new way to contain fire using a wand that beams electricity to stop the flames, which may replace water hoses in the future.
The Komische Opera House in Berlin, Germany announces plans to have Turkish translations of performances on screens at every seat to make sure that the large Turkish populations in Berlin can also enjoy performances.
During the first ever meeting of a jointly appointed ministerial committee, Kuwaiti Deputy Prime Minister Sheikh Dr. Mohammed Sabah Al Salam Al Sabah and Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshea Zebari announced progress made toward resolving issues between their countries.
Deputy Prime Minister Pham Nha Kim of OLAC or Vietnam and visiting Salvadorian Foreign Minister Hugo Martinez Bonilla signed an agreement that waives visa requirements for passport holders and a memorandum of understanding on the means to further bilateral consultation.
The workers of the state-run Angola National Radio donate items including clothing and foodstuff to benefit those affected by the rain in southern Kunene province.
As the first such decision since November 2010, the South Korean Ministry of Unification approves a citizen group's request to send $300,000 in tuberculosis medicine as private humanitarian aid to North Korea.
Held in the Netherlands, The Hague, the Movies That Matter Festival celebrates its third year of promoting films on human rights issues, with an estimated 17,500 visitors and screenings of over 70 international films and documentaries.
The government of northwestern China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region is allocating $458 million in 2011 for the construction of 6,350 kilometers of rural roads to benefit 1.2 million people.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.